Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
You're listening to the man who's screaming from the rooftops for the big banks to help out America's small businesses, the Robin Hood of small business.
Now, don't be sure at the banks. Hell, we fired our CEO and he barely got out with $50 million.
That poor man, is he okay?
Well, as okay as you can be in the north of France.
Jim Blasingame, the small business advocate.
Welcome back, 34 after the hour. Thank you very much for joining me. Thanks for staying with me. Very excited about having our good friend Tracy Eden back on the show. Tracy's a 12-year, almost 9-year member of our interest, I should say, president of the Commercial Financial Group, and he is one of our experts in the area of capitalizing the growth of your business. He's got his finger on the pulse and his pen on the checkbook when people need it, and we've asked him to join us and talk to us about where things are right now in terms of the economy, where it's been, where it's going. Tracy, welcome back to the show.
Thanks, Jim. Glad to be back.
It's good to have you back. So this is the right now, 10 years ago, we were going through the throes of the crisis, the financial crisis. We're about 2 to 3 weeks into the crisis. People, 10 years ago, people still didn't know how bad it was going to be. I had contracts that were in play back in those days that were literally on the desks of the decision makers about to be signed for 2009, and they were still sitting there. Nobody had thrown them out. We still didn't know what was going to happen, how bad it was going to be. It wasn't for about another couple of months that things got really started getting really bad, but and the government figuring out what they were going to do. But what happened in 2008 was a really dark day in the financial sector of our economy, was of the United States history, wasn't it?
It was unbelievable. We were in the midst of renewing a substantial facility with one of the top 10 banks, and it was basically at the beginning of October, and we couldn't get a response. We couldn't get a hang on, we couldn't get anything. It was just, I think, honestly, everybody was sitting there wondering what the next day was going to bring. So it was troubling times. We were fortunate to be able to mull through it, but it was...
Did you get that done, or did you lose that deal?
No, we got it done. It took a couple more months, though, but it was all, I think, everybody was on hold.
Well, I had... Most of my business in any given year, a high percentage of it was developed the year before, in terms of forward-looking contracts, you know, and with my customers and my sponsors, and I had contracts in place, written. I'd signed them. They were on the desk of the final decision maker, literally in one case about to be stuffed into a FedEx envelope and sent back to me. And I had enough business written, negotiated, that 2009 was going to be the best year of my life, my long career. And all those deals that were on the table by the Monday after Thanksgiving, they were all in the garbage. Had been instead of put in the mail, they were put in the garbage. And so. So my year went from the best year that I'd ever had to about half. Now, 2009 was tough.
Yeah, as you may remember, Atlanta was, or Georgia was considered ground zero from the foreclosure perspective.
Yeah,
we were one of the worst states. And it was staggering to drive around town and see the number of homes that had been just under construction that just were left.
But it wasn't, but I still say that what caused the crisis wasn't the foreclosures. It wasn't even the subprime mortgages. It was the way Wall Street leveraged all of those tranches, wasn't it? That's where the financial liquidity crisis came from.
Absolutely. No, nobody knew until they peeled the onion back. Nobody realized just how much that the federal government allowed the banks to leverage. And I'd argue that, you know, we still have the same FDIC and OCC. We still have the same oversight that we had back then. And, and I think that there's some of the bad habits coming back into play again.
Well, I want to talk about that, and I want to expand on that in the next segment. But I want to stay for just another half a minute on what caused this. Folks, these people were allowed through poor management oversight, even the regulators and the credit rating people were complicit in this, weren't they?
Absolutely. And I think some of it was lack of knowledge, really understanding what these vehicles
they didn't realize they did, they had never played with that kind of nitroglycerin before, had they?
No.
Yeah. Hold on to that thought, Tracy. We're going to come back with Tracy, and we're going to find out a little bit about whether he thinks something like this could happen again. I'm concerned about it myself, as you may have read in my previous column. 20 till right back with Tracy Eden. Stay with us. Dream lover, so I don't have to
dream alone. Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.